أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the last portion of verse number 36 of Surah An-Nisa, and inshallah verse number 37. From the beginning of verse 36, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded us to make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat and prohibited us from shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, being kind, number one, to our parents, number two, to relatives, number three, to yatama, the orphans, number four, miskeen. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke of two types of neighbors: kindness to the neighbor that is close and kindness to the neighbor that is distant. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْ. And number seven was that person who is on your side, in other words, close associate. And then last, Allah Ta'ala said, وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ, number eight. That is a traveler, and obviously that one that becomes a guest of an individual. After speaking about kindness to all these eight categories of people, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not love that person who is proud and boastful. A simple difference between being proud and boastful will be that pride is the condition of the heart, and then boastful will be that which comes onto the tongue. The origination of it will be in the heart when a person has pride, and then a person becomes boastful of the ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is immaterial whether these ni'mats are pertaining to our ibadat and our deen, or whether it pertains to the material ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. With regards to pride, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that that person who has the equivalence of a mustard seed of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. And then one person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the person that loves to wear good clothes, good shoes, footwear? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed that that is not pride, because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is beautiful and Allah Ta'ala loves beauty. However, pride is this, that when a person denies the haqq. Now here haqq will have two meanings. One is related to the previous part of the verse, is when a person denies fulfilling the haqq of others. In other words, he does not fulfill the rights of others. Or it could mean denying the haqq, the truth, that is, that emanates from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that a person is reminded about what is right and the person denies that. And the second part of pride is this, that a person belittles others, he thinks nothing about others, he has the superiority complex. So that is, insofar as pride is concerned, it is in the heart of a person, it shows out insofar as the boastfulness of an individual is concerned. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses this at two other places in the Quran Sharif. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes now who are the people who are proud, who are the people who are arrogant and boastful. One quality Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ, those people who are niggardly, those people who are miserly, those people who are stingy. Now, when we look at stinginess also, we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an abundance of spending and an abundance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorting us, encouraging us to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So insofar as stinginess is concerned, one is this, that where a person is supposed to spend, there is a compulsory spending, that person does not spend. For example, he does not give out his zakat fully, or he does not give a portion of his zakat. Then some of the ulama had said sometimes there is a need to spend. It may not be required, a requirement of the Shariat, but it is to protect a person's integrity, and yet he does not spend, then that person will also be regarded as one that is miserly, one that is stingy in the Shariat. Again, look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that every morning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints two angels. One angel that is making dua for the munfiq, one person that is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant the person that spends. And oh Allah, withhold and destroy that person that does not spend. So hence we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about this appointment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, that spend, and when you spend, do not count. And if you do count, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count and give you. The opposite of it will be, if you do not count, you give, Allah Ta'ala will give you also without any hisab. Allah Ta'ala will continuously give. And then do not withhold, because if you withhold, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will withhold from you. But this does not stop here. It is not about they not spending. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Then they command others also, mankind, also to be miserly. They command mankind also not to spend where it is compulsory to spend, or where there are people that are in need. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Farj, Kalla balla tukrimuna al-yateem wa la tahadduna ala ta'amil miskin. That on the one hand, you insan is such in your nature that you do not honor the yateem, and then you do not exhort others and encourage others also to give. And here Allah Ta'ala says you restrict and you prohibit others and command them to not to give for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And then wa yaktumuna ma atahum Allah min fadli, and then they conceal whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insofar as the fadl and the grace of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. One interpretation will be like this, that when people are in need and they approach such a person, then he says, I have nothing and I cannot give you. That is the one interpretation. The other interpretation, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say with regards to this verse, that this verse had been revealed with regards to the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, that they used to not give in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they used to stop others from giving. And then, وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, that they used to conceal whatever Allah Ta'ala had given them from the grace of Allah Ta'ala with regards to the verses of Allah, more particularly with regards to the sifat and the qualities of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one is they used to withhold the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given them, and the second, they used to withhold the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And Allah Ta'ala says, and we have prepared for the kafirin, one is the disbelievers, and another meaning of kafirin is also those who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adhaban muhina, a humiliating adab, in other words, in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.